Hello, everyone. This is Benchwarmers Club Sports and Entertainment Podcast. As always, I am your college football host, the one, the only, really the only host at the moment, Jacob. You know my last name. But let's be honest, you're not here right now to listen to me talk about that. You're here right now because you're wondering, after week zero and week one of college football, where do things stand? And I'm not a mind reader, but I can also know the fact that you're wondering, what on earth has happened to this playoff, and what on earth has happened to this sport? What on earth? You're probably also wondering here, how Scott Frost isn't fired. I too am wondering that. You're probably also wondering, how on earth someone like me could wear a Purdue Boilermaker hat while recording this. Well, I assure you, all your questions, I got your answers, I mean to say, will be answered shortly. No intro today. That was it. That's all you get. Now we jump right into the show here. Well, the podcast, whatever the hell you want to call it. So, I got no notes today. I got nothing today. As usual, I'm just speaking from the heart. Talking as if I were talking to just someone on the street who happened to be wearing some college football jersey. That's how I want this show to be, and that's how I'm going to keep portraying it. I haven't recorded in a long time because I had no motivation, I had no energy, and no matter how many times I tried, I just couldn't get an episode out. I could just hear the lack of enthusiasm in my voice. So that's why it's been a while, so complete apologies. Let's hear just jump right into the playoff. So the playoff is going to be moved from 4 teams to 12 teams. They also have the idea of making the top 4 conference champions basically seeds 1 to 4. And if I'm not mistaken, 6 conference champions will be guaranteed in the playoffs, which in theory would either get the American Athletic Conference, the Mountain West, the MAC, maybe Conference USA, definitely the Sun Belt. Might be, truth be told, and I'm not joking here, Sun Belt is probably the 5th best conference after the Power 5. It might be the Sun Belt, but don't tell that to American Athletic Conference teams, fan bases. There is a lot of bias, might I add. Here is the case, though. I think this is an absolute disaster, and a lot of people agree with me. The essence of moving a playoff to 12 teams is not necessarily a terrible idea financially. You are going to profit a lot of money, and you are going to, at the very least, muster up a lot of television, a lot of excitement for 1 or 2 months extra. The problem is, for one, you have just destroyed the regular season. What you're going to do is create the college basketball effect where you can talk to most Duke Blue Devil fans up here in Canada at least and ask them what their team's record is and they have no clue. They don't watch it till March Madness or conference tournament time or the last couple weeks. Not a lot of people follow the college basketball regular season half or even a quarter as thoroughly as they do the college football season. Granted, there's a lot more games in basketball than football, which has always been the NFL's big drawing point, that every week something could happen. But college football always had a magic of one loss and you could be out. And although over the years, most teams that make the playoffs do have at least one loss, that magic is kind of gone now. That's the first point. The regular season doesn't matter as much, and you're going to have less people caring. And that's just a fact because of college basketball. At 12 teams, and I want to note this, my favorite team's the South Carolina Gamecocks, my second favorite team's the Northern Illinois Huskies, and Purdue's like a bubble third team, and Northwestern is kind of a bubble fourth team. That's as deep, really, as my fandom goes, and I got a really big soft spot for Coastal Carolina, so maybe I have a bracket kind of fifth team I follow. But through and through, I am a Gamecock fan. This only benefits me. My team now has a better chance to make it to the playoff every year. Not every year, but more. Maybe once. 4-team South Carolina is probably never getting there. So this only benefits me. But I still don't think 12 is too many. One, because of injury. I think you're adding too many extra games, and you're adding way more of a risk for injury playing bad teams in a first-round matchup. And the other thing you're doing is you're devaluing the concept of a playoff. So, for example, and a lot of people like the Late Kick with Josh Pate have said this, college football nerds have said this, so I'm just kind of, I guess, echoing some of their points here and kind of coming up with some points of my own. I genuinely think that, you know, that first year is going to be wonderful. It's going to seem really cool. We're going to see, oh, look, Boise State lost by 40 to Alabama. Wasn't it cool they got a playoff spot? Or, heck, if it was this year, Air Force looks like they could be going defeated this season. You could have, like, an Air Force team maybe win a first round against a really bad Utah that makes the playoff with that at-large bid. Then all of a sudden, you know, they beat a Utah barely, then they face Alabama, get murdered by 40 points, and maybe Bama loses someone like Jameson Richardson, which is a massive player. That's what I'm trying to get at here. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but honestly, I see the only positive South Carolina could make it now. There's no other positive. There's more football, and don't get me wrong, more football is good, but it's devalued football. The stakes now of an Iron Bowl, the stakes now of an Ohio State-Michigan mean half as less if both teams have good records. You basically now just need a good record, and then you get a few mulligans. And the recruiting argument, I've heard this, especially on Late Kick, but I agree with a lot of points that Mr. Pate has made. What the hell, like, is a recruiting staff going to say, hey, look, we made the playoffs, like... An argument I heard from Joel Klatchow was that Colorado, when Mike McIntyre might not have gotten fired if they would have made this 12-team playoff one year, that's an absolute pile of garbage. Mike McIntyre would have still been fired because he would not have gotten recruits just because Colorado made the playoffs. Colorado making would not have, first of all, probably made the playoff with added pressure, knowing how the Buffaloes choke, but even if they did, recruits would not want to go to Colorado all of a sudden just because they made one playoff and got bounced by, I don't know, for fun, let's just say, the Georgia Bulldogs by 35 points and they barely put up an effort. And that team was good. That team had some absolute talent, like Philip Lindsay. But don't get started on that, please. I think what's happening right now is something new has gotten people excited. But kind of like expansion in hockey, you're not making the sport any better. It's just something new, so people get excited. And if that's the game you want to play, then let's play that game. But let's not act as if we're making the sport better and it's going to improve. We're making people rich. Soccer had that Super League, and the fans revolted, and it didn't happen. I'm surprised that's not happening here. The only thing, though, is fan bases seem to have this broken ideology that if they're a 12 seed, they could find their way winning a national championship, which will never happen. Okay, I won't say never. Because a 16 can beat a 1 in college basketball. For fun, let's say a 12 can beat a, I don't know what seed, that'd be a 7. Sure, a 12 could beat a 7. But then that tired 12 team in a football game where it's so hard on your body now plays a fresh Alabama, and Bama probably routes them. Let's just not act that now fairy tales are going to happen in this sport. This isn't basketball. Basketball is usually a 5-on-5 game, and at the tournament maybe you have 3 bench guys. A lot less people deciding an outcome to a game. The talent gap in college basketball seems to be a little different because you have guys who want to leave early as freshmen, so you have very young, star-studded players. But then you have older guys who were born 4 years before playing who can give you amazing depth on your team and maybe aren't as good as those star players, but with experience, kind of level the playing field. Let's use Colorado again. Colorado tends to have a more senior team in college basketball and can compete pretty well with teams like Kansas, which tend to favor having younger underclassmen. Like freshmen and sophomores. Although Kansas does tend to get seniors, so maybe that's a bad example. Maybe I should say Duke instead. And then you find North Carolina, who has the perfect balance of it all, as much as I hate North Carolina. I don't know. I just think this playoff thing is kind of, it's creating excitement that's going to die down in a couple years, where everyone's going to say, oh, let's just make it 24. Well, damn, guys, let's just make the thing 64. Sarcasm. But that's where it's going to go one day until it's 64 in the field. And heck, college basketball might go even bigger, which is mind-boggling to me, but whatever. Everyone in college basketball should just play in the tournament. Let's just rank them 1 to 128 and then figure out who wins. Who cares about a regular season? People would bet more on that anyway. I actually think it'd be a better concept if you made March Madness a double elimination tournament with only 32 teams. Granted, then it would never happen, but I think a double elimination 32-team bracket would be way better than what they're doing now. Because with double elimination, some of those elimination games I think would be way more intense than per se elimination games you see now. Like, let's say Kansas and Duke are both eliminated early, and now they meet in like an elimination finals. I think the stakes on that game would be way crazier than they would be if they were just meeting in the Final Four. Because they both tasted that defeat, and it'd be so embarrassing to lose two games in that tournament for those kind of teams. But maybe I'm just an idiot rambling. I could definitely see that. Let's now talk about college football. LSU missed got a field goal block to kind of deplatform their season here, and Florida State's Travis played out of his mind at times. He looked pretty solid. He has a pretty good arm, and I didn't see that coming. And I don't like Florida State, but good for them. They played good. Daniels on LSU, also the Arizona State transfer, I think he's actually pretty solid. The only problem I think he has right now is I think he just needs to get used to the system. And I think he needs to... It seemed like he was running way too much, so I think there needs to be some sort of O-line adjustment if you want my opinion on that. I mean, Ohio State beats Notre Dame. A lot more of a difficult game than most people thought. Not me, though. I won a lot of money on the game gambling on it. Notre Dame played solid, but Notre Dame, you can't overcome that. That was just a little too much for them to handle. And I don't blame Notre Dame at all. Ohio State, though, I think might be a little overrated, truth be told. Now, I'm not saying they had to blow out Notre Dame, but I'm saying I didn't see that unbeatable giant that day, that second in the country. I saw a very human team that probably, I think, will lose a Big Ten game this year. I think someone's going to beat them, and maybe it'll be Michigan. Especially if they go to McCarthy. Alabama murders Utah State, as we know. North Carolina was an intriguing state. You had the App State-North Carolina game, which had fireworks galore. I think that game ended up being 65 to 61 or 64. Something like that. I know they... No, 2 points. 65-63. If you want to see high-scoring madness, just watch a highlight clip of this game. I mean, Bryce on App State played amazing, except he mailed some throws at the end there. He didn't get them to the receiver. And Drake May, I mean, I think you gotta, at this point, understand he's the real deal, and he might even be better than... Oh, gosh, what was his name last year? It's really bad I'm forgetting the North Carolina guy's name. I know South Carolina beat him in the bowl, and now he seems to be erased from my memory. Nah, whatever. We're just going to move on. You had NC State win it, which NC State's a team I'm rooting for hard this year because I want them to hit 10 games. East Carolina, I think... Maybe there's some match fixing involved. Who knows? Maybe there's some kind of match... Some kind of gambling that happened between coaches, but my God, did they blow that game. That was a meltdown of epic proportions. NC State, I love you. I hope you win this year, but that was gosh darn pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And everyone watching that game only got dumber. I don't understand what they do offensively. You could probably hand me their playbook and I wouldn't understand it. I don't know what NC State tries to do. They seem to want to run to a wall that doesn't move anything. And then they seem to want to have Leary try to bail him out. I just don't know what they're trying to scheme around. Well, it's obvious. They just want to run the ball for no gain. But there's not a hint of aggressiveness in their play calling. Now, I don't like to criticize play calling because they know more than I do. But that's how it looks from afar. yeah, Air Force looks really good. And I know they just beat up on Northern Iowa, but they look like a really good team. I think they can go undefeated. South Carolina struggles a little with Georgia State, but, you know, they end up coming out on top. It ends up working out. Spencer Rattler, everyone's saying he's not good. Just chill. Wait another week. Then you can come at me saying stuff, but you're going to make yourself look really dumb if he starts playing good. So let's get that out of the kind of equation right now. Let's just assume everything's fine. It's week one, new system, chill. South Carolina fans, chill. Penn State beat Purdue. And my heart breaks because I wanted Purdue to hit that 10-win season. I think they had a 10-win season once. Purdue isn't getting a 10-win season this year, but Aiden O'Connell might be an NFL player. Give Aiden O'Connell 5 weeks. I think he'll start being talked about as maybe a 5th-round, 4th-round prospect. I really believe that. Aiden O'Connell's got a really good arm, and some of those throws he made in that game were stupid. He was thrown into triple coverage, absolute darts. He has to improve his decision-making, obviously, but my God, did he have some great balls. Looking around the country kind of also, I mean, Nebraska's an interesting story. Northwestern, I watched this game in Dublin, Ireland. No, I wasn't in Dublin. I watched it on TV. Northwestern is such a conservative play-calling team. They always have been. Kind of like Iowa. We can talk about Iowa after, but what Nebraska, there might be some match fixing here, too. That's just a joke. Lincoln Riley wouldn't do that. But my God, they had the game. And then an onside kick, which they saw something I didn't, or maybe they're just dumb, who knows, but I don't know what the plan was there. Really, that's kind of what most of today comes down to. I don't know what some teams' plans were. What you were trying to figure out here. Granted, their quarterback, Casey Thompson, he did look pretty good. No hate towards him. I hope I'm saying his name right. I think he played fine, but granted, I'm not 1,000% sure on them right now. I don't think they're going to a bowl game. I could see them honestly losing to some bad teams. Like, Northwestern's not bad, but Northwestern can't be your bar. And maybe they bounce back, but I see this being a 5-win team. I mean, even North Dakota gave them a bit of a fight, and I love North Dakota. North Dakota, by the way, is my FCS team. Double-A college football, I love North Dakota. Not North Dakota State, boo to them, but North Dakota. Then when I guess Illinois State. I don't know if that's a conflict of interest, so I think they gotta play. Oh well, who cares? You had that massive, what game am I thinking about right now? I feel like I'm missing one, and I should have the schedule pulled up. I'm not. This has honestly all been from just memory. Really, it's just all stuff I'm trying to remember that I watched or listened to. Old Miss looked alright. I mean, that offense looks solid. Arkansas-Cincinnati, that's one I want to look at. I feel like there's another big game Thursday night, though. Oh, gosh, the Backyard Brawl. Okay, we're going to talk about the other game I just mentioned in a sec. The Backyard Brawl. West Virginia. I actually think are a good team. But my goodness, was that terrible of a fourth quarter. That receiver who let that ball hit his hands and went to the other player. My God, that just sucked. Absolutely sucked. And that pass at the end of the game. I guess you can make a debate if it was caught or not. It definitely wasn't, but I like to deep down think it was. It'd make me feel better. I really wanted West Virginia to win. I bet a lot of money on them too, so I won either way because of the spread, but if West Virginia could have pulled that out, that would have been so much fun. So frustrating sometimes the sport of college football can be. It's a cruel sport. Yeah, I think we're going to cut it off there. I think 20 minutes is good. All right. I got two more games to talk about. Iowa is pathetic. Iowa is absolutely pathetic. South Dakota State could have won that game, but maybe they really couldn't have because it was such a terrible game. Anyone could have beat Iowa last week. except for South Dakota State and maybe FCS teams. I think if you line up most competent teams, they probably win. I don't know what their offense is. I have no clue. Zero clue. Yeah, I think we're just going to end it there. There's another game I brought up, but it's not coming back to me because the Backyard Brawl was something I just had to remember.
No, I've decided we're going to cut it off there. Everyone, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and this was a fun one. So, going to try to get some more college football out soon.
Thank you. God bless, praise Christ, and enjoy your day.